We're going to go ahead and start our post-race media availabilities for the 40 Go Boost 400 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. We're joined by our second place finisher, driver of the number 18 Toyota, Kyle Busch. Kyle, I know it didn't turn out the way you wanted it to, but that was a hell of an exciting end of that race.
Yeah, it wasn't quite what we wanted there at the end. I thought we had a really great race car, especially on the long runs. We were really, really good. It just came down to there at the end not having enough tire when I got to the 78. So I just overused my stuff, and I knew I overused my stuff when I was running with the 22 trying to get by him. And, you know, just overworked everything and got to the 4, got by him pretty quick. I tried to make sure that I could do that pretty quick so then I could have at least a little more tire life, but didn't seem to pay me off any when I got to the 78. So thanks to all my guys, everybody on this M&M's Caramel team. Our Toyota Camrys were fantastic this year. The work from TRD and everybody at Joe Gibbs Racing has really come together and done a fantastic job. I feel really bad we come up a spot short, given that I thought we had the best car today. And, you know, I guess that's why it's called racing, and you got to run it out.
Any questions for Kyle? We'll go right here to Mike Embry, please.
Mike Embry, USA Today. A couple of times you made a couple of charges and got within a couple or three car lengths of Martin. Where were you making those gains? Any special place on the track? Or?
A couple of times it was exit. A couple of times it was entry, you know. So, you know, it just seemed like the more I could just slide through the slip of the tire that I could make up ground, but it wasn't rewarding me any. It was actually probably a deficit. But I did try a couple laps to get the car under control and to slow it down and to get the tires back underneath me, and I lost ground. So there was only one way to go, and that was to just overdrive it. So I tried to stay as close as I could stay, and if he made a mistake or if he caught the wall or something like that, then I could try to pounce. But that never happened. He did a good job and got himself a championship.
Any additional questions for Kyle? We'll go over here to the far right.
Tom Bowles, Front Stretch. Kyle, I just wondered if you could talk about the late race strategy there to stay out on that pit stop. You know, if it works out for you guys, you look like you would easily win the race, but in the end, it cost you track position there.
Yeah, it did cost us track position, you know, but I was all for it. You know, the last couple nights, we've seen NASCAR leave it green, and they let him race it out, you know. So I thought that was going to be kind of the strategy. But I guess when you're going to win by 12 seconds or something, then you better get a caution when you can get one. So I don't know. I don't know if there was really stuff out there. I didn't see anything out there. I don't know what was the leading cause to throwing the caution. But, you know, it's always inevitable. It's always going to happen. So I guess that just we just didn't think of it, and it bit us.
Kyle, congratulations on a great season. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you in Daytona.
If I don't retire first.
No, sir.
Continuing our post-race meet availabilities for the 40 Go Boost 400, we're now joined by our fourth place finisher, driver of the number 4, Jimmy Johns Ford, Kevin Harvick. Kevin, exciting race throughout from the beginning, and you guys were right up there battling the whole time. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we just, you know, it was kind of up and down as far as where you were against the championship guys. You know, there at the end, we got a hole in the nose and had a tire equalize and all kinds of stuff happened right about dark. And we never got it back 100% right to really do what we needed to do on the really at any point during the run. We were just kind of treading water there on the last run, really, really loose. So they did a great job. Just really proud of everybody on my team. And they did a great job getting us to this point and having a chance and giving it all we had right up until the end. But some points were good, some points were bad, and in the end it just wasn't quite good enough.
We'll take questions now for Kevin. If you raise your hand, we'll get a mic to you. Go right up front here to Mark.
Yeah, Kevin, are you at least able to feel good for Martin and everything that he's gone through to get to this point?
I mean, they've had the fastest car all year, so it was good to see him win.
Any additional questions for Kevin? Kevin, congratulations on a solid season. We'll see you in Daytona.
Thank you.